Al-Saf, the ranks. With the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful. Whatever lies in the heavens and whatever lies in the earth glorifies Allah, for He is the Almighty, the All-Wise. O you who believe, why should you say what you do not do? It is very hateful in the sight of Allah that you should profess what you do not practice. Indeed, Allah loves those who fight in His cause in compact ranks, so arrayed as if they were a solid structure cemented with molten lead. Recall the time when Moses said to his people, "My people, why do you malign me when you know that I am certainly a messenger from Allah to you?" But when they deviated from the right course, Allah let their hearts deviate as they were, for Allah guides no transgressing people to success. And recall the time when Jesus, son of Mary, said, "O children of Israel, surely I am a messenger sent to you by Allah, fulfilling the prophecies contained in the Torah, which preceded me, and pronouncing the good news of the advent of a great messenger named Ahmed who will come after me." But when he, the Prophet Muhammad, came to them with clear proofs, they said, "His are the enchanting ways separating us from our people." But who is more unjust than he who believes in the Trinity of God, who forges a lie in the name of Allah by calling Jesus the Son of God, while he is called to join the fold of Islam? And Allah guides no unjust people to the ways of success. They desire to extinguish the light of Allah with the breath of their mouths, but Allah will perfect His light, even though the disbelievers consider it hard. It is He who sent His messenger with the source of guidance and true lasting faith, that He may help it prevail over all other faith, even though the polytheists consider it difficult. O you who believe, shall I direct you to a bargain that will save you from a woeful punishment? The bargain is that keep your faith in Allah and His messenger, and keep on striving hard in the cause of Allah with your possessions and your persons. That would be best for you if you only would realize. He will protect you against the evil consequences of your sins, and admit you into gardens served with running streams, and into delightful and pure dwelling places lying in the gardens of eternity. This is the way to supreme achievement. And He will confer upon you yet another favor which you love. It is the help from Allah and an early victory that you will win in this very world. So give glad tidings of it to the believers. O you who believe, be helpers of the cause of Allah as did the disciples of Jesus. For when Jesus, son of Mary, said to the disciples, "Who will join me as my helper towards the cause of Allah?" the disciples replied, "We are helpers of the cause of Allah." So a section of the children of Israel believed, while another section rejected Him. Thereupon, we helped those who believed against their enemies, and at last these believers gained predominant victory over the non-believers.